Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
G'day, Hats. How are you?
How are you, Sean? Yeah, I've covered a few Graftons. I even remember one or two of them.
That's fantastic. Mate, it is, tell you what, it is a place where they go hard or go home, don't they?
Yeah, mostly they just go hard. I'm trying to think of the last Grafton Cup winner I was there for. It might have been a horse called Gally Gaskins, which was trained at Hawkesbury.
Goodness me, and I'm looking back when that would have been, and that would have been a fair while ago.
Yeah,
gee whiz, I can't even see it at the moment.
The 90s, I guess.
Yeah, would have been back there. No, I can't even see it. There might have been the 70s, I reckon.
Jeez, I'm not that old.
Right, there's obvious brain damage has been done. And but listen, we've got a couple of good premierships happening over there at the moment. Zach Purton, he won two. He's got to win four, is it, on Sunday?
He needs five for the record. He can equal the record with four.
Right.
Last night, he really didn't have the greatest set of rides last night to play with. He had a couple of favourites that went down late in the piece, but he did well, really, to get two wins and probably produced his ride of the season to win on higher revs. So he's saving the best for last.
What's the record? What's he got to get to?
Well, the record is 170 wins by Joe Moreira, and Zach is now sitting on 166. I expect that he'll have the full 11 rides on Sunday, and he needs five of those to win. It's doable. The form that he's in is certainly doable, but it's still a huge effort if he can get it done.
Will John Size take out the trainer's premiership?
Well, he did need to win races last night, I think, to be sure of it. Last night he won two. John Moore was the first to strike. He won a race and they drew level. And then John Size came home with two absolute bottler rides from Joe Moreira coming from last in the final two races. And he's now gone two clear again. And just looking at their lineups for Sunday, John Size has got runners in only five races, unless some of his reserves managed to get a start. Whereas John Moore is in, I think, seven. So the numbers in that regard are with John Moore, but he does need to win three races to win the title. He can't just have two because John Size is way ahead of him on seconds, which they use as a countback.
Now, interesting situation with John Moore. How much longer can he train for in Hong Kong before he has to retire?
Well, the club extended his licence for 5 years some years ago. So that means that that his retirement date is 70 years old, which is the end of next season. So this time next year, he'll be looking at retirement. What the club did when John was, 64, they changed the rules. It was compulsory retirement at 65 for everybody. And they changed the rules so that if the performance decreed that it should be extended, it was a year-by-year thing, and performance each year, they could get one more year, five times until 70. And so far, that's what's happened with John. They would need to change the rules again to keep him going.
Would you expect they would, or will he be forced to maybe relocate to Australia if you want to continue to train?
Well, the Jockey Club has been asked this quite a lot, as you could imagine, given where John is in the championship at the moment, and came out last week and they said definitively that 5 years was it, there would be no more extensions.
He's got a couple of handy horses at the moment too.
He has. I mean, I guess one thing that everyone's missing a little bit with Beauty Generation is that this time next year he's going to be nearly 8 years old. So we might be seeing him on the slide at that stage anyway. So, but Athira will just be coming good. So
yeah.
I'm sure John would like to keep training him. He did. I did hear him in an interview somewhere the other day suggest that Athira for the 2020 Everest might be a good plan. if he has to go back to Australia to be training by then. But if you do the maths, he would have to send Athiro, given the current quarantine conditions, he'd have to send Athiro back to Australia in about January, which means he'd have to send him home while John's still got 6 months of training here, and I don't think that's going to happen.
It's interesting with the age limit. It probably would have crueled a few people like TJ Smith, Bart Cummings, George Hanlon, Jimmy Atkins.
It would, and there's no question that John Moore's form would give him a great case for continuing on. And as you say, a lot of trainers are great right into their 80s. It's that kind of a game. It's not really a young man's game. But the issue in Hong Kong with most things, the reason that we have the number of race meetings we do, the number of horses that we do, the reason that trainers have a cap on their stable numbers, they're all down to the fact that we don't have endless opportunities for horse racing. And that comes down to the personnel as well. We can't really have 100 trainers here. We can't just have everyone who wants to have a licence training. And there's a succession aspect to it as well. We've got a very good, we call him a young trainer here, Frankie Law, who ran second last year and he'll run third this year. Now, last year was his first season of being a trainer, and he was 50 years old, because it takes that long for vacancies to become available and for people to get a licence. So I guess there's an argument there to say that if we keep letting everybody who's got a licence train on until they're 80, there won't be any new trainers at all.
Yep, fair enough point. But hopefully, if he does want to kick on, I think he'd be pretty welcome back here in Australia, John Moore.
Oh, I'm sure he would, and no doubt he would do very well. And quite possibly, John would be able to satisfy, tick the one box, I guess, that he hasn't been able to tick, and that is to train a Group 1 winner in Australia.
Hats, good to catch up this morning and a good insight into what's happening over there. We appreciate your time, mate.
Cheers, Sean. Enjoy your time.